Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Aleph and Mabeza. We're going to talk about a very large topic, but we're just going to talk about one or two points in it. And it's the sugi of atzitz nakuv, plants that are growing in a pot. If they have a hole in the bottom of it, if they have a cover on the bottom, it's a closed pot, atzitz she'eino nakuv. So the chara, everything that's detached and there's a separation between it and the ground, and that's considered talush and not mechubar. But what about an atzitz nakuv? An atzitz nakuv that has a hole in the bottom, it's not connected, but there's airspace, and the roots could get nourishment through the air. So that's what the Gemara talks about here. Amar of Papi, in the middle of Pei Aleph Mabez, Shvamin Amidu Reish Lakish, Hai Parfisa, Shari Latotule, Vechulu. Let's just continue the next line, I'm sorry. Amar Baya Parfisa, Ho Vas Liyad Alema Be Milsa, Hayamuna Chagabe Karka, if there is an atzitz on the ground. I move the atzitz, nakuv, from the ground to a little tripod right next to the ground on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, mechayev mishum tolesh. I am chayev for tolesh. If I move the atzitz, nakuv, that was not, the roots weren't attached. If I ripped out the roots, then for sure there's nothing to talk about. That's tolesh, that's the malacha of kotzer. But what if there were no, the roots were not connected? It was just on the ground, and then I lifted it up and put it on a tripod. Says the Gemara, mechayev mishum tolesh. And what about the opposite? Hayamuna chagabi yaseidos v'nicho agabi karka. If it's on the tripod, and then I moved it to the ground, chayev mishum noteya. I'm chayev for noteya, for the malacha of zoreya. That's the Gemara. Says Rashi, says Tosfos, Chayev here means Durabanan. Chayev means Durabanan, don't think it means Daraisa Karban. Chayev Mishim Tolesh, says Rashi, De'eno nehenesh shuv me'reach ha'karka. If you go from the ground to the tripod, it's a little less hana'a than a nourishment that the plant is getting from the ground, and that's why it is similar to the malacha of kotzer, as we'll see. V'linira dehai chayav lav dafka, ela asr mishum dedami latolesh. Says Rashi, it's a chiyav derabanan. It's similar to tolesh. Why? De'i chayav mamish ka'amar. Because if it's really chayav, if you move something from the ground to a little bit above the ground, so then, letzorech, heichi shari rabbanan, sekar seskila mishum kinuach. But a few lines earlier, how did the Gemara get into this? Are you allowed to take certain rocks and use them for cleansing oneself in the bathroom? The Gemara up above had said that you could take a rock that has moss on it that's next to the ground and use it for cleansing purposes, because that's what they used to have to clean themselves in the days of the Gemara. Tsrar shalav asavim mutar lekanechbo. So says Rashi, if you're allowed to use that because of kavod abrios. So if it's nisa daraisa, that's not allowed mishum kavod abrios. At least you're the rabbanan. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, daf yotes, daf chaf. So it can't be daraisa. V'domelo, and Rashi then quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it uses the lashon of chayev also to mean derabanan. And this is what Tosfos says also right here. Tosfos says, "Hi mechayev makas mardes mi derabanan k'dibrish b'kuntres mi deshari reish lakish." Since reish lakish uses says that you're allowed to pick up a rock that has moss growing on it, which is like an atzitz nakuv, and you're going to lift it up and use it to clean oneself. So if that's a daraisa, how could that be mutter? And therefore, it must be an iser derabanan. That is Rashi and Tosfos. What is the svara of Rashi? Why is it only drabanan? I have an atzitz nakuv that's next to the ground, so when I lift it up and I put it on the tripod, but that's lessening the nourishing component ability from the ground to the plant. It must be, say the Achronim, I'll read it from the Divrei Yecheskel, that according to Rashi, what is the malacha of kotzer? Most of the time, the malacha of kotzer does two things. If I rip a flower out of the ground, if I pluck an orange off of a tree, what am I doing? I'm really doing two things. I'm cutting mechubar, I'm detaching something that is physically attached, and also, I am stopping the nourishment from the source to the item. So classic kotzer is both. But what's the root of the malacha? Here, we've isolated. When I lift up the atzitz from the ground to the tripod, I have minimized the nourishment, miut yinika, but I didn't detach anything. So according to Rashi, you have to say, what's the malacha daraisa of kotzer? It's chatichas mechubar. It's not miut yinika, because this is miut yinika, and that's what Rashi does to say. It's only drabanan. This is the Divrei Yecheskel Simin Beis. Tahayenika mismaetes ayidei shinicha gabi yaseidos mishum de'eno nana me reacha karka. And still, It's not kotzer daraisa. Mishum de lo nifsaka yinika lagamre yishlo adayin din mechubar. O mishamachi pater, mishum de tolesh viikaro, shamalechas tolesh eino ela mishum tlishas achibor. Velo mishum miut hayanika. And that's why the Gemara says, that's why the Divrei Chazkel says, v'af demelech hazoreya, and even though, we'll get to this, but we'll read it now that he has it out, and even though the melech hazoreya, you know what, let's wait a second before we do it. Rashi only says this, that it's really only Drabanan, by the taking it from the ground and putting it onto the Yesedos. That's what Rashi is commenting on. What about the other way? Munach agabe yesed v'nichol agabe karka. Chai mishum noteya. Rashi does not say it on that line. So you might say, should it make a difference? Should it not make a difference? The Divrei Chazkel says, Bisvar, it should make a big difference. Why? Because when it comes to Zoreya, so who says, is Zoreya Dafkas attaching something to the ground? Is that the opposite of Kotzer? Says the Divrei Chazkel, no. The after Melech Zoreya, hi aide hosafas yenika levad, avshalo asar kemechubar. How do you know? Watering the plants. Watering a plant is the Melech of Zoreya. You're not doing anything to make something mechubar there. So if you water the plants, it's Melech daraisa of Zoreya. So it must be putting it on the ground. When it comes to Zoreya, it's any helping in a positive way the plants, the ground, to grow. Mashke Mayim Lazram, he goes to Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan. Sphirla the Rashi Vitosvas, Shanya Meleches Tolesh, meaning Kotzer, Mimeleches Zoreya. It must be that there's a difference. Not every Melech is exactly parallel. There are some that are parallel, Kosev and Mochig, Mechab and Mavir, but there are some Melechas that look parallel, but they're not exactly parallel and opposites. So the Divrei Yechezkel says, that's what I would have said Misvara. I would have said that Misvara, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch also, in the Mosach Shabbos on the Melech of Zoreya, says the same idea. In Oz Gimel, after Linyan Tlisha Pierce Rashi, the Hudmidra Abana, the Gamali Sethos, Yonik Meakarka, become Makam Kan Mode, the Alkalpanim, Yodnik Yoser, Umimaher, Lahatsmiya Chavali Toda Zorea, Kamomash Kemayim, Vizebarer. That's the Minchas Chenach, and that's the Divrei Yechezkel. But what's the problem? Tagos Ashri. The Minchas Chinuch quotes our Hagos Hashri. The Hagos Hashri right here says, no, it's both. Just like it's Durabanan to take it from the ground to the Yesedos, so too is Durabanan to take it from the Yesedos to the ground. It's all the way here at the end of the Perek. He says, Yesedos, Hai Atitz Nakov Shemunach Agabe Karaka V'Nich Agabe Yesedos Chai Mishem Tolish Midurabanan. O Imunach Agabe Yesedos V'Nich Agabe Karaka Chai Mishem Noteya Umi Durabanan. Says either way. So Minchas Chinuch quotes this and says, "But la daiti," but I don't understand it. Why should it be a different? I mean, what's the problem? Because you see from Mashkemayim Lizroyim being Aser Daraisa that Noteya does not need a creation of a chibur. Right, Zoreya, Kotzer, might require the detachment of a chibur for the Isser da'araisa of Kotzer, like Rashi and Tosfos seem to say. But Zoreya, the fact that watering your plants is da'araisa, doesn't that show? So how do you understand? Meaning, according to the Gosa Shri, what's the kasha? Why is watering your plants da'araisa while putting the Atitz Nakuv from the tripod to the ground only derabanan? This is a discussion that the Egle Tal has. The Egle Tal in the Malach of Zoreya. The Egle Tal, the Sachet Shaver, the Avnei Nezer. We know he wrote the Egle Tal and Hakdama to the Egle Tal. He talks about why he wrote the Egle Tal. He says when he got older and he couldn't give shir anymore. Ka'es la'es ziknusi bavonosai gavar alav choli ashiol. He has some type of cough, illness. Lo yacholti lomod l'im talmidim. V'nitz ta'arti mod alzeh. He was very upset. He mitzvah aleinu lilmod ulamid lishrav alasos ulamid gadol yoser min lilmod kahadik subis. Because machti as a rabbim gadol v'no mitzvah, like machti as a rabbim. But if you're mezaka the rabbim, so he says, I didn't know what to do. So he says, you know what? I'm going to write a sefer, and that's what he did. And that's why we have the Egle Tal on the first number of Malachas, and he finished up the rest of the Malachas in the Chuvis Avnei Nezer. But there he writes Vitzarech Lomar in Oschav Beis in the Malach of Zoreya. What's the pshat of this Hagos Hashri? What's the difference between watering the plants, which is Daraisa, which shows that you don't have to create a chibur versus putting it on the ground. V'tzorach lomar, dinehi d'shekemunach agabi yasedos, eino yone kolkach. You're right, when it's on a tripod, it's not getting such nourishment. Mikomakom ein kan chisaron, rak sheyarech zman gidulo yoser. Machabez miyata yinika. It's going to grow, it's just going to take a longer time. And therefore, when you put it on the ground, you haven't really changed much except the time it's going to take. You sped up the process. Speeding up the process, says the Eglei Tau, you're not going to be chayav for. And this is not like weeding. Why is weeding daraisa? Because that doesn't just speed up the process, that affects the process. Daidesha oker ha'esev. Simin ha'roim mosif koach ha'karka aval zeh shebenkach uvenkach ha'karka yesh lakocha. Here the karka is going to grow rak shemunach agabi yasedos hu moshech ha'koach mi'akarka la'at la'at. It's just going to take longer. Mikol makom baruch hazman yotze mi'akarka kol atzorach la'gidol, and therefore there's no malach of zareya, meaning mihur zareya. If it's purely mihur zareya, says the Eglei Tau, it is not going to be chayev. While watering the ground, if you don't water the plant, it's not going to grow. And therefore, that's the malacha of Zoraya. But then he asks on himself, but what about Bishol? Why don't we know from Bishol that kirev malachto, doing it quicker, miher malachto, is chayev, right? Stirring, remember the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed Daled, right? Even somebody who just stirs. What does a stirrer do? He causes the bishul to take place. Kulan chayavin. Al karchach. After the law, God saw him as bashul. Even without stirring it, it would have cooked, but you are still chayav for being memayer. So what's the difference? So he answers, connected to what we discussed a few months ago in a different lum this year when we spoke about the malacha of Zareya. This was known as the Minchas Machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash, but the Eglei Tau holds like that Minchas Chinuch, Chiddush Gadol, that there's a big difference between the malacha of Zareya and the malacha of Bishul. V'nirali l'chalik, d'nei hefrish yesh be malachas Bishul malachas Zareya, says the Eglei Tau. The Bishul ain achiyiv nigmar ashi is bashel. When's the malacha of Bishul? Only when it's cooked. If I remove something before it's cooked, I didn't do the malacha yet. Like we learned back on Dav Gimel. In the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, if you take off the bread before it bakes, then you're not going to be chayiv. Aval hazoreya. But when you plant, this is the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch, again, against the Rishash on Dav Ayin Gimel, hazoreya, chiyuvo tekev b'shazriya. The chiyuv is right away. B'shazriya, at the moment that you put the seed in your chayiv, v'yathilu chazer v'likto kodem shiyisbach. Even if you put the seed 10 minutes later, still, says the Eglei Tau, says the Minchas Chinuch, you're chayiv for the act of Zariya, in a place where it could grow. The Alkane, and therefore, when you're memaher by cooking, then you are getting to the malacha quicker. Hamegis, Bishoshin is Bashal, Machmaz Agasa, and is Chayv Hamegis. To Lule Hagasaso, Lohayim is Bashalas, Velo Haya Nasa Oda Malacha. The Malacha is Bishal, who Bishoshin is Bashal. Because the Malacha is only done at T2, so when you hurry and get there quicker, so that's a problem. Aval here by Zariya, it's done already. Ava malecha zriya shilo olam b'shas hazriya. Ein nafkaminim gadol achshav ola achar zman. Doesn't matter. So you're making it quicker. What difference does that make? That's not the malacha. Alkena makariv gidulo pater kilon is kariv klal zman asiyas malacha. You're not making the asiyas malacha done quicker. It's already done. Vidok. But then the Eglei Tau himself says, I'm not so sure about this, that moving it down only makes it happen quicker. Maybe it's like watering and makes it happen. It makes it happen in a better qualitative state. So he has a different suggestion, and he says one word, Mishkan. It must be that certain malachas, like watering, were in the Mishkan, and that's why they're chashuv, and that's why that's different. Behind the time with the Chayav Yishum de Menachi, Shumash Gemayim Lizrom, Hayib and Mishkan, Kamach Kasavat Tosas, Reish Perak Azorik, Rak Mishum Shein Malachas Chashuvos, Lohavian Avos Malachos, Aval Kalpanim Avi Toldos, Aval Lomar Shein Malacha Klal, Yefshar, Kivan Shayib and Mishkan. And everything that was in the Mishkan is Chashuv. So maybe that's why it's different than the case of moving it down off of the peg. It shouldn't be a malacha, but it was in the Mishkan. But the other item, putting it down, wasn't in the malacha, from the tripod to the ground, and therefore it's not going to be a malacha. There could be another idea, the chiluk between the watering and the moving it down. Moving it down is just, it's similar to the Eglei Tau, but not exactly the same. You're not changing the mechanism of growth, right? You're moving it closer to what it would have gotten anyway. Watering is bringing in an external factor. It's a new mechanism of growth. So maybe that's why there's a difference, and that would be a daraisa when you're qualitatively changing the mechanism of the zareya. Okay, but either way, if you don't hold like the Hagos Hashri, which the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Divrei Yecheska both felt, if you don't hold like the Hagos Hashri, so then the Yisur Daraisa, then putting it down, putting it from the pegs to the ground is a Daraisa, picking it up from the pegs is a Drabanan, and that's why Rashi and Tosfos both comment only on that, even though the Gemara sounds like that they are parallel. If you look at the Rambam, sounds like Daraisa in both directions. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Ches, when he discusses the Malacha of Zoreya, Halacha Beis, the Rambam just quotes the Gemara, HaZoreya Kol Shulchayev, HaZomer Se'ilon, Kedei Sheyisbach HaRezamein Zoreya, Aval Mashka, Smachim Ve'ilanos, B'Shabbos, HaRezza Toldo Zoreya V'Chayev Kol Shul. Then he continues, let me just find this Rambam, where he talks about our issue. Continuing into Halacha Dalid, Gapshusha Shal Afar, Shaluba Savim, Higbiya Meala Aretz Vinicha Gabi Yasedos, Chayav Mishim Tolish, Haisla Gabi Yasedos Vinicha Aretz, Chayav Mishim Zoraya, just quotes the Gemara Pashtos Kipshuto on a Daraisa level, right? Chayav in the Rambam always means Daraisa, Pater means Darabanan, and Mutter means Mutter. So according to the Rambam, if it's Chayav Daraisa, it must be that the definition of Zoraya and Kotzer are both Hafsakas Yanika or creating Yanika, right? That's the Daraisa according to the Rambam. Okay, just one or two other Ha'aras, and that is, we've spoken about Agabi Yasedos till now. There isn't a big discussion of what about just not Agabi Yasedos, just Agabi Karka. Atitz Nakov Agabi Karka. What is the halacha? So just two important sources to be aware of. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis talks about what about writing a get on a leaf of an Atitz Nakov. So the Gemara says, Kasvo al Allah shall atzitz nakuv abaya amar kasher. Baya says kasher, you just have to give the whole atzitz to the woman. The man has to give the atzitz to the woman. Rava amar pasal. Rava says pasal. Why? For technical reasons. Abaya amar kasher, the shakal levi yavli nile. You write it on a leaf of a flower pot and you give the flower. Man gives the flower pot to the wife. So you can write it on that. While Rava says no, because gzira shemiyiktum, gzira, you might come to cut it off and then just give that, and that would be mechusar kitzitza. And there can't be anything required between the writing and the giving. That's called mechusar kitzitza. So the question that I wrote, the Rishonim asked, the Ron here asked, what do you mean? According to Abaya, it's kosher. Why isn't it mechusar kitzitza? Right? It's on the ground. So when you lift it off the ground, isn't that also considered mechusar kitzitza? Ask the Ron if it's called mechubar. If it's atzitz nakuv, says the Rana Dav Yudah Mabez in the Daf Yarif, Benichali, Diavagav Devadai, Delinyin Shabbos, Tole Shavei. For Shabbos, this is called kotzer. You take an atzitz nakuv off the ground and you pick it up, that's daraisa. Afilo haki linyin gitin, lo mikri mechusar tlisha. Even though it's the malacha of Tolesh on Shabbos, it's not mechusar tlisha regarding Hilchas Gittin. Lefisha osa tlisha, ena nikaris klau. You look at that act, it's not called, it doesn't look like a cutting. They not sorach maisa acher, ela osa maisa ba'atzmo, sheyesh lo lasos ba'atzmo, sheyno nakav, tainuk siva, v'nesina, to menakav nami, tlisha memelo kahavye, b'shas nesina. It's not called an act that you have to do. The problem is, by ksitsa, instead of giving, you have to cut and give. Here, you just give. So even though technically, halachically, you are being tolesh for Hilchos Shabbos, but you're just doing one act of giving. And for Hilchos Gittin, that's all you care about. So that is number one. You can be mechalik in these definitions between the standards for Shabbos and the standards for Gittin. Number one. Number two, there's also an important Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Beis says there is no chi of Bikurim from an Atzitz Nakov, even though there is a chi of Chumas and Maisras. Right, that's an amazing shita of the Rambam. Right, why would there be a chilik between Bikurim and Shumas and Maisras? Rav Soloveitchik in Shiri Harav, in Gittin Daf Zayin, discusses this Rambam, and says, you have to say, there's a different Mechayev for Bikurim and Shumas and Maisras, right? Is the reason that that Shumas and Maisros, yes, and Bikurim, no, one of the possibilities might be, Bikurim requires Mechubar, and this is not Mechubar, right? Shumas and Maisras requires Yanika, right, which is usually go together, but here it wouldn't go together. But Bikurim is a different. Bikurim is different than all other mitzvot atzilus baretz. There is a fascinating tosfos in Baal Basra on Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph, where the Gemara there requires a limud to say that you don't bring Bikurim from Chutz Laaretz. Hahu lemut e Chutz Laaretz. Ask Tosfos, what's the Havamina? All mitzvot atzilus baretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. What do you need a pasuk to exclude Bikurim from Chutz Laaretz? V'yesh mefarshim, says Tosfos, two important answers. Bishun to Bikurim iskish lebasar b'chalav. They're in the same pasuk in Mishpatim, and therefore you might have compared it to Basa Bechalav, which is a Chovas Aguf. That's amazing. Why would I think just because, why the Torah put it in the same Pasuk, and why would I have thought that? Bikurim is a Chovas Aguf, says Tosas, I would have thought. No, it's not called. First category is a Mitzvah Tzuli Ba'aretz, but I have a Pasuk, the Hekesh, that might have told me otherwise. The Rashba says here in the Tosfos, no, Bikurim is not a run-of-the-mill Mitzvah Tzuli Ba'aretz. The Lo Dami L'Trumo Maisa V'Chala. The Hasam Gufa Peres M'chuyavim B'Truma. The Tevel Ninhu. V'Asurin Ba'achila. V'Lakach Hashuvin in Tzuliyim Ba'aretz. It's Tzuli Ba'aretz if it's Tevel, and there's an Isser to eat beforehand. Avo Bikurim the field is not tevel, right? Without the bikurim, and therefore there's no isur eating yet. So that shows that it's not a regular mitzvah to leave baretz. Va'od midelo chayiv b'truma ma'aser achis mareach b'kri. Right, truma and ma'aser is only the chayiv kicks in later. Bikurim the kicks in by the first blossom, way before, while still on the tree. So you see, it's different, and therefore it's more of a chovas aguf. And that's why you would have thought Bikurim is different, but the Rambam has a difference when it comes to Atzis Nakuv, whether Bikurim you'll be Pater and Shumas and Maestros you'd be Chayev. Okay, we'll have to stop.